portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We heard from him on the Royal Star. Co-hosting with me today, Mr. Ryan Christensen off the phones, and we want to thank Adam for covering the phones as well as the board today. Mr. Bill Boyce, photographer, TV star, extraordinaire. Yeah, he's here, and we're talking fishing here, and we've got a great prize to give away, a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego. Go fish and catch tuna. Right, Ryan?
Yes, sir.
Right here. And the numbers, what are they, Ryan?
We got our toll-free line, 877-792-1090. We got our local line, 858-457-1090. We'd love to hear from you.
Indeed. All right, let's go long-range in here. We have a couple of reports from the long-range guys. First, we're going to start with Captain Andy Cates calling us live from the Red Rooster 3. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Hey, Andy.
We're morning, Andy.
Just giving you a quick report here down in the buffer zone at Clarion. The fleet here has got on an area of this fish, and it's some pretty nice fish if you get on the same little batch, the nice little batch. It's good fish, 140 to 180 pounds. Just depending on what you get. There's also another line of fish that's at like 50 to 80 pound fish, and you get on it at the right time a day and you can get some of that. It's, they're certainly got to be in the right place at the right time, but we've managed a couple of nice bites here last night and then this morning. You know, it was pretty nice fishing last night. A couple of fish over 200 pounds up to 240, one about 240 this morning. And, if you're in the right place at the right time, there's certainly a chance of getting this nice fish here, you know, out off the island. So we're hoping it continues. We did start out at the bank there, and, you know, there's sign of fish out there. There's just not much, man. It's unfortunate. Both the independents and I were out there, and, boy, we were really trying to make something work out there to spread things out. You know, there's quite a few boats out this time of year, so we were trying to spread things out. You know, we both had some nice fish up to 200 pounds out there, but boy, just not enough to keep you there. The bulk of the sign of fish that we see is definitely in here at the buffer zone. So, you know, hopefully it keeps up, and we've got nice weather, so it's easy to work, you know, looking around offshore here. So, I'd say all in all, we got good prospects here. You know, hopefully we're in the right place here this evening, and we can all string together a couple of nice stops and finish off a nice day. So, anyway, that's about it here. We got a couple more days left, and we're hoping we can put together some more nice stops here, and then we'll be flying home from the Cape on Tuesday. Or not on Tuesday, on the 10th. On the
10th. On the 10th, right.
I forget what time. I forget what day it is, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
What day is it today? Oh, it's
right.
Sunday. That's right.
Yeah. Well, Andy, great to hear from you live from the Red Rooster 3. Any opportunity to go fishing with you here this winter to go catch some big ones?
Well, you know, we got a 10-day trip that sails. And I think there's a couple of spots on that. If guys are interested, you know, and there's been some reports up there on the ridge. I know the Vagabond had 80 some odd wahoo up there on the ridge the other day, a few days ago. And there's been a little bit of Alejos, and there's been a chance at that mid 100 pound fish at Potato Bank and some of the other banks below there. So the prospects are looking pretty good for that. So if guys are interested in trying for some wahoo and maybe getting a chance at a 100-plus-pound fish there on the beach, maybe even a 200-pounder, you can give us a call at area code 619-224-3857 and talk to Christina. There is a 10-day trip that leaves on the 10th, the day that we get in off of this trip. I don't know how great that's going to be, but that's our problem. And then we've got, I think the 5-day trip might have a spot or two that leaves on the 23rd or on the 26th.
The day after
check
Christmas.
Us out, and we'll keep in touch, you guys. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Maybe see you in Cabo. We're going to be doing that live broadcast with Ken Frankie and the Sport Fishing Association group next Saturday. So we arrive on Thursday the 10th, and maybe we'll see you pulling into port in Cabo.
Yeah, you know what, Pete? I'm going to fly out right away. I stayed at Brian Bingham's place last time. Like Lisa came down. We had a nice weekend. So I think I'm going to pass, but I hope you guys have a great time, man. I hope it works out.
All right. Thanks, Captain Andy Cates, Red Rooster 3. Appreciate that very much. Let's go live to the Independents, Captain Jeff DeBoer. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey. Good morning, Pete. How you doing? I was unaware Andy was on the line there, but here's our two cents. Pretty much reiterate what Andy said there. We started at the bank. Beautiful, great fish out there. Just hard to make a living with just a limited amount of fish out there. We got a few days left on this 15-dayer as well. I will say one thing. We got on ourselves a nice school of these large fish this morning. It started in the dark here, and we've landed 35 fish. Since about 4:45, we just threw another one on here. I'm going to say the majority of that fish, 25 of those, were 120 pounds or better, most being 140 to 185, a lot of 150, 160, 170. We had a couple cows this morning, a high two and a mid two, and things look really good down here. Like Andy was saying, This is good living here this morning. Everybody had one on. Everyone flat was pinned to the rail for about 3 hours. So we're just kind of getting cleaned up here, hosed off, and looks like we got to get another well ready.
Wow. What a morning, man. That sounds unbelievable.
Wow.
That sounds unreal. Well, Jeff, sounds like you're having a great morning, and you got a couple left?
We do. We do. We're out of here Tuesday about midday and then heading up the line. We, believe it or not, you know, I've been trying to sell these spots on a 15-day in January here. There's still two spots left on a Seeker 15-day. Might want to come down and get in on it. It's looking good, so give Judy a call.
All right.
619-226-6006.
All right, Independence, two spots left on a 15 in January. With fishing like that, you better jump on it. Thanks, Captain Jeff DeBoer. Appreciate that, and keep getting them. Appreciate the call this morning. Wow. Does that sound like good fishing?
Incredible.
Everybody pinned.
Oh,
everybody
man.
Pinned to the rail. How about that, huh? Well, let's go ahead and jump into those phones. One line open. You want to get through 877-792-1090.
All right, let's talk to Tom. Tom's calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Tom. Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Great.
Hey, Bill, this is Tom, my brother Tim. He fished with you on the tuna boats?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. We, you know, we'd see you at the Fred Hall.
Well, say hi again next time you come through.
You know, he's got a couple pictures of you. You know, mostly in the photos of you. So
that's scary.
Mostly good times. I asked him if he was going to send them to you. And one other thing is I was at the landings one day. I picked up one of those books that the two tuna boat owners put together for those
yes.
all those congressional hearings
yep.
with the
yep.
yeah, with the your pictures
yep.
in the back.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that was Augie and Medina, and Harold Medina wrote that. And
story.
It is an amazing story. You know, that fishery, they got pretty much taken over the coals on that issue, and it's really sad.
And it ruined the fishery. Look at what it's done to the big eye fishery by using those fads instead of the dolphin.
Oh, man, it's scary. That's horrible. A story that the public has never heard.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that the extreme environmentalists ruined the tuna fishery on the big eye.
Well, I just wanted to say that it gave him some closure, you know, because he got caught in the middle of all that, and a lot of those guys simply ended up having to leave and... He got a different job. He fished over in Samoa for a while, then finally just had to leave all that, and he's over in Florida right now.
Oh, man. Well, say hi to Tim for me. That's
yeah, cool, but... we'll get those pictures to you for some laughs.
Yeah, for me, but not on Facebook.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Speaking of pictures, we forgot to mention that Fisherman's Processing is a Bill Boyce gallery,
it
right?
is.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is. And you can order those tiles or those big canvas prints right there from them. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, Rosie and Sean are so cool. And,
yeah.
you know, Frank Lopresti was so nice to me. He came to me at Fred Hall years ago and goes, hey, you know, what do you do with all these pictures and canvas and tiles and stuff after these shows? I was like, well, they pretty much just sit in my in my studio, and he goes, "Man, let's do something with them down here." So I mean, it was a perfect match for everything, right?
Yeah, perfect. So if you want to get Bill Boyce art, Bill Boyce tiles, mm-hmm. go check the gallery out at Fisherman's Processing there in Liberty Station, and you'll be very glad you did, for sure. Hey, I'm scooting out of here. I got to go jump on a plane to Puerto Vallarta to jump on the Journeyman. Ryan Christensen's taking over the helm here, and going to be a great show, continuing with Bill Boyce. I'll see you next Saturday in Cabo, live from Cabo, the Pueblo Benito Rose, and continuing right now on Let's Talk Hookup. Stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming up next right here on the Mighty 1090.
Have you checked out the giant fast lane kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss, right in the middle of Dana Landing, across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddle board right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com. For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, Islander-Charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit Islander-Charters.com for all the details.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance. 619-640-3130 or check the number 5 THAVEINS.com. The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, December 12th, Pete Gray will be traveling to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff to host a very important live broadcast from Pueblo Benito Rose Resort in Cabo. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Cabo San Lucas. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, December 12th, a very special live broadcast from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org for more information.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Pete is on his way to Puerto Vallarta, and I'm not going to lie, I'm a little jealous. But me and Bill are in here holding it down for the rest of the show. Let's jump into it. We have our fishdope.com report with our private boater friend, Captain Dave Hansen from yoursaltwaterguide.com. Morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Ryan. Good morning. I'm just sitting here in the car going down to San Diego Chargers.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we're going down to the game. But, hey, what's going on out here on the water today? Right now is unbelievable as I drive down the coast. It's flat, glassy, calm. It's like 65, and what are we in, December 5th?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You're not out there fishing, guys. I don't know what you're waiting for. It's still red hot all over the place. I know down there in Ryan's neck of the woods, they're still catching tuna on the three-quarter day
boat. Incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible. I was out on the 277 on Wednesday. We looked at a phenomenal amount of tuna out there. Skipjack, yellowfin, we could not figure out what they wanted to eat. But we looked at them on the sonar, breaking fish, puddling fish. We just could not get them to bite. That's on the 277. The water 66 degrees there.
Wow.
Unreal.
I know, it's incredible right now what's going on. I think if someone spent some real time offshore, they're looking around anywhere from the 277 all the way down to your neck of the woods, I bet you put together a score. I know a couple of guys did very, very well this week up on the boot off the Catalina, off the west end of Catalina on the marlin between the boot and Santa Barbara Island. The marlin fishing's still fairly decent up there. I mean, it's phenomenal compared to what happened for 5 years.
Good point.
You know, and that's December 4th, yesterday, one of my buddies went 3 for 6 up there on the boot. So I don't know what
that's
your guys
amazing.
Are waiting for if you're not fishing. The weather's incredible. It's going to be beautiful all week. I know there's yellows at both islands. There's still yellows on the coast. Shane Manser had a handful of fish yesterday down there on the Sunfun, I know. So you guys, just all I can say is you've got to go fishing if you're waiting for something to happen. The lobster fishing, if you haven't gone out on the Gale Force or gone out with Brandon Hayward, they're knocking the abalone out of the lobsters over there at Catalina, the deep water lobsters. So you need to get some lobsters for Christmas. Hit up Ryan or hit up Brandon and get over to Catalina and get some lobsters. But all I can say, guys, is got to go fishing.
All right. And if somebody wanted to go fishing with you, Dave, how do they do it?
You guys can give me a call at 949-374-0786. I got a 65-foot Hatteras I run charters on. Or I will go with you on your boat and show you how we do what we do and show you how to use all those electronics. You look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com and go Chargers.
Yeah. Go Chargers. Thanks for the great report there, Dave.
See you guys later.
If you want to hear more reports from Dave and whatnot, go on the internet to fishdope.com and get your subscription. The code this week is hookupnow, lowercase with no space. We'll talk to you next week, Dave.
Yeah, you guys got to use that fish dope. We put all the numbers on there. Or everywhere we're catching fish, lobsters, everything. You got to go take advantage of it.
And water charts and all that stuff. It's a great resource. I know I use it every time I use my boat.
It's a must. You have to. I use it every day.
Yep. All right, we'll talk to you next week, Dave. Go Chargers.
See ya.
All right, let's head down to Cedros and talk to our good buddy Jeff from Cedros Tackle. What's going on down at Cedros, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, you guys. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Jeff.
Just calling this morning to say hello. Bill, I'm a huge fan. The Bill Boyce Baja show is awesome. A lot of great spots that you showed me in Baja. I still love my spot that I picked. But
would love
to get you down there, too, and show you what we're doing. We got a lot of good things going on. I shipped all the kayaks down here last in November. I head down tomorrow for another 5-day trip, finishing up some small construction stuff and going grouper fishing. Got a lot of grouper going on down there right now. The locals have been calling me and bugging me to come down and get on some of that. So heading down for that. But, basically just call and say Merry Christmas to everybody. And, Bill, would love to show you what we're doing down there on the island and have you do a nice episode down there.
I'd love to see it.
Everyone would love it.
Hey, let's talk to Fred Hall. Come into the booth. Let's chat.
Absolutely. Sadros Tackle will also be at the Fred Hall show this year. We'll have a nice little booth, and
we're hoping
to kind of show people everything that we're going to try to do down there next year. So super excited. Definitely come by and say hi to you.
Congrats, man. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you guys. It's a great show, and keep it up.
All right. Have fun down there, Jeff.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Right, bye. All right. Let's before we jump back into those jam-packed phones, we got plenty of room on there. To win that three-quarter-day trip on the San Diego and ask Bill a great question, the toll-free line is 877-792-1090, and the local line, which there's plenty of space on, is 858-457-1090. Let's jump back into them. Let's talk to Doug. Doug's calling us from Montebello. Morning, Doug.
Hi. This question here about the camera. How much does yours cost?
Depends on what kind of camera you want. If you want something that's you know, something compact, right? Waterproof, dustproof, that kind of stuff. There's all kinds of small stuff on the market now. To be perfectly honest, it's tough to beat these new iPhones and these Samsungs.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Man, your cell phone quality nowadays is off the charts. I've got a Samsung 5S, and it's amazing the quality images that come out of that
phone. It really is.
So really, it's tough to tell people to go out and buy a camera when you've got one right there on your phone. But there's, you know, the prices on camera stuff has come down so much for great quality stuff. Canon has their Rebel series, which you get these bodies and a lens for less than $1,000.
Wow.
You get unbelievable video and still quality out of it. So, I mean, I don't know what your budget would allow, but you can get some really, really nice stuff for under $500, certainly, that has great capability of great images and large pixel count. I mean, a lot of these 10, 12, 15 megs now per image on some of this small camera stuff. But, get your phone out there, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's using their phone for their cameras now.
I can't remember the last time I used just a regular point-and-shoot camera. All right. Thank you. Thanks for the call this morning, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
All right, that frees up 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Lucy. Lucy's calling us from Ontario. Morning, Lucy.
This is Jack. It's her Lucy's husband.
Oh, hi, Jack.
Lucy's husband. What's going on?
She got cold feet.
Oh no!
Thank God she didn't have cold feet when we got married.
Roger that.
But her question was, and she wants to buy me a trip this year to go on a 3-day. Out of San Diego for Christmas. Who is the best guy to go with this time of year? And, you know, as far as the total package, parking, getting down there and having a great trip and catching fish.
You know, you really like any of the long range fleet, does a really nice job. So what I would recommend is, just finding a trip that fits in your schedule and signing up. I know the Searcher does some nice trips, but pretty much any of that long-range fleet out of San Diego will cover you really nicely. So find a trip that fits in your schedule and sign up. That's my best advice.
Right on, guys. Well, thank you. You're doing a good job this morning.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Jack.
You. Have a good...
Say hi to Lucy for us.
All right. Thanks for the call. All right, that does free up 858-457-1090. Let's jump back into him and talk to Sam. Sam's calling us from Irvine. Morning, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Good morning. Hey, I watch a lot of fishing shows, but I have not yet seen yours. What cable channel do you run on?
Yeah, and, Sam. We're WFN, right? World Fishing Network carries a lot of the series. We had one called IGFA Angler's Digest.
Uh-huh.
And then we had one, the Bill Boyce's Baja and Bill Boyce's Cali on there. But we're going to be in January here in a couple of weeks. We'll be on NBC Sport Wednesday afternoons. I believe it's a 2:30 slot right in the middle of that big saltwater fishing block they do in the midweek.
Yeah,
the show is the Destination Baja Sur. And then we're on the Pursuit Channel four times a week. And that's all dish, all direct, all levels. So if you've got dish and direct, then you get the Pursuit Channel. And so that'll be Q1 and Q2, which is quarter one, quarter two, which will be January to the end of June. And then back on WFN for the rest of the year, July to December. And then Wild TV over in Africa. You won't be able to get that, but we're loving the fact we're over across the Atlantic on this series now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
One other question. Did you, I heard something about a fishing club. Were you talking about a fishing club, or did I not hear something?
Oh, you did. Yeah, we're starting this. We'll have it at Fred Hall. We're starting up a club called the Dollar Fishing Club. A buck a month is your membership, and you can accrue points to buy product from our sponsors. You can win trips on this big, beautiful 160-foot mothership, of which we're going to have fishing fleets affiliated and our own skiffs on it, and have a television component to that as well. But above and beyond, you know, winning trips is going to be huge discounts on fish mounts, on boating supplies, on fishing tackle, on travel. We've got 10% discounts
that's
on.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We've got what we call I just Googled it, and I saw you had a website up. Is that true? Is that your website?
Yeah, but the website's not really live yet to take memberships. We're just getting that going. So we're going to soft launch it in January and hard launch it in February. So after February, man, you can get a member. And the members that jump on early get the best chance, obviously, of winning those trips, you know?
That sounds incredible.
It's crazy. A buck a month. I mean, you look at a water. You look at a 16-ounce thing of water.
Oh,
it's less than that a month.
Yeah.
For a huge discount. Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, thanks for the interest in that, Sam.
Thanks for the call, Sam.
Bye.
All right. Let's hop back into them and talk to we have Dwayne from the San Diego Anglers calling us about that Open Bay Bass Tournament. Morning, Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Ryan. Hey,
hey Dwayne.
With this Dollar Fish Club, are we going to count on cheesy commercials coming from you to advertise this thing?
Yeah, not cheesy commercials. We got some really fun ones. We got some really cool 30-second spot that's basically a call to action, kind of a bitch slap, so to speak. But it's really going to be an amazing club. In fact, Dwayne, I want you and the club to come down. The boat's coming back into San Diego from Tahiti on February 1st. And we'll be putting the TV production facility on it and buffing it all out. So we won't be leaving for Cabo until the beginning of May. So that boat's going to be in San Diego. I'd love to have you guys come down, maybe even do one of your club meetings on the boat.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Man.
I'm sure Lewis is listening right now.
Well,
he's probably writing a bunch of stuff down.
Dig it. Let's get a meeting on the
boat.
What a place
to have a meeting.
No, I'm kidding, right? Ryan's been on the boat. He knows what I'm talking about.
Nice, nice. Well, Bill, did you ever think your career was going to go this far from a little slideshow that you were showing at the Marley Club and the San Diego Anglers? Did you ever think your career was going to go this direction?
No, man, are you serious? Who could have, right? I mean, but it's been amazing. The first slideshow I ever gave was the San Diego Anglers, and I don't even want to tell you how many years ago that was.
Yeah, all the kids that saw it way back when, they're all adults having kids now. That's
pretty
not long ago, though. But... anyway, I just want to let everybody know that the entry forms are available for San Diego Anglers at our Bay Bass Tournament Saturday, January 23rd.
Cool.
They're available on our website, sandiegoanglers.com, under the tournament tab. Just click on Open Bay Bass, and it'll pop right up, and you can download it and get in for the Bay Bass Tournament. And for the new listeners, it's a team tournament and a kayak tournament, but the largest three fish per team will win $1,500 donated by Doug on a Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Very
free bass, $1,500.
Right on. It's always a great event, man. You guys really throw down for that.
Yes. Yes, there's a lot of work that goes into it. A lot of volunteers help. It's an outstanding thing to come on down to. It's a tournament at the beginning, but it's just a big giant party for fishermen after the tournament is over. So we invite the public to come on down and participate in the barbecue and the raffle.
Definitely is one of my favorite events of the year.
Say hi to club for me, Dwayne.
I certainly will. Thanks, Bill.
All right, Dwayne. Thanks for the call this morning.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
All right, let's hop back into him and talk to to Bob. Bob's calling us from Dana Point. Morning, Bob.
Bob.
Yes. I listened to the show before they made that announcement on Guadalupe, so I jumped on one of those trips. I'm 80 years old, and I know it gets me when I see one. And we got several over 100 pounds, and I wanted to point out that place is like fishing at Jurassic Park.
Isn't it?
It is the neatest place you'll ever fish in your life.
Yep.
And we were by Big Rock, and the caller was right about the great whites. They select the largest fish to get a hit back is all you get.
They know what
anyway,
they
weigh. And I also managed to get the only wahoo on that particular trip.
Congrats.
And, just absolutely marvelous.
Right
very
on, Bob.
Nice, very nice. Glad you had a great trip there, Bob.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later. All right, that does free up 877-792-1090 to get your chance to talk to Bill or win that three-quarter day trip on the San Diego. Let's hop back into him and let's talk to Dan. Dan's calling us from San Diego. Morning, Dan.
Hey, morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning. I have a question for you. I've got a week off next week, the whole week, and where would you guys recommend? I'll write your answers down. Where would you recommend as far as choices to go? Basically anywhere that's warm to go fishing. Anything from snook tarpon permit to maybe even sailfish. Probably nothing, you know, too much more intense than that.
Well, I'll let Bill take this one.
Yeah, I mean, obviously snook tarpon would be a Florida fishery.
I don't want to be on a boat like a 10-day trip or a 7-day trip on the boat. I want to stay, you know, somewhere, and I'm probably going to have to go by myself. None of my fishing buddies can get this kind of time off.
Right. Boy, I tell you, there's so many great guides out of the Florida Keys, and it's such an iconic place to go down and fish and hang out. Like you said, you know, sometimes you can take a 10-day trip, but you go down to Florida, you rent a car, and you drive up and down the Keys, and that flat fish in the flats, if you've ever done it before, you might have. Yeah, it's such an amazing experience, especially for West Coast guys like myself. You don't get a chance to ever do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you get out there and you're actually hunting, you're not fishing. You're literally hunting in a flat skiff, looking for stuff, and then presenting baits or flies to a fish. There's very few experiences to get your heart pumped up like that. It's really awesome. And
how about the same thing in Mexico on the other side of the Gulf, like Yucatan?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is. I've never fished the flats over there. I've gone over there and fished, you know, that sailfish fishery and the marlin fishery over there. But, man, I tell you, if you're familiar with that Florida fishery, I would be very tempted to go down and do that. The weather's so beautiful this time of year down there. You don't have the humidity. Sometimes the wind can blow you around. But the cool thing about the Keys is you can usually get out of that wind, you know, someplace, either on the flat side or the ocean side of it, depending on what direction that stuff's blowing. But, man, I tell you what, I'm kind of envious. If you get out there and start fishing those things, I love pulling on those tarpon and the snook, the bonies over there, the permit. Man, you're bringing back some memories for me right here on this phone call.
Definitely some bucket listers for me, that's for sure.
And this is a good time of year to go because it's before the holidays and you're after Thanksgiving. This is really a dead time of year for a lot of tourism. So,
do you know anybody you'd recommend for guides?
Oh, boy. You know, you can go out of Bud and Mary's Marina. They do some swordfish fishing out there that's just off the charts, that daytime swordfish fishery. But I would go to Bud and Mary's Marina. The Stanzik family runs that. They've got all kinds of great guys that operate out of there. And they're right there in Isla Mirada.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Great.
Good
Thanks
luck,
so much.
Dan.
Right,
thank Good you. Luck.
Thanks for the call, Dan.
Yeah, okay. Happy holidays back.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, that does free up 858-457-1090. Let's jump back into him and talk to Harry. Harry's calling us from La Jolla. Morning, Harry.
Hi there, guys.
Hey, Harry.
Bill, last year you did a wonderful presentation to the San Diego Anglers. And during that presentation, you made an offer to the club on some poles that you had.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I didn't take advantage of the opportunity at the time, and I'm thinking now I'd like to do so, but I don't remember the name of the rod that you were referring to that was almost indestructible, and it seemed like it was quite versatile. You could use it for a lot of things. Could you go over that a little bit more?
Sure, sure. Those are the Fox travel rods, which nobody in the industry makes a travel rod like that. There's people who make travel rods, but nothing that has a four-piece all-roller 80-pound travel rod.
Yeah.
They're insane. And we fished those for 4 years on the IGFA series. It made my life so much easier getting on planes and traveling with tackle.
Oh, yeah.
And they're basically unbreakable. They're very, very, and the actions are very diverse. And they're called Fox travel rods. You can go to foxinternational.com, and I'm going to have with the Dollar Fishing Club we're starting. We're going to have a 10% discount on all Fox rods as well.
Cool,
so that's
cool.
Something that you'll be able to order when we start that start the club up here in February. You'll be able to order those Fox rods right out of the club and get those things delivered to you. But yeah, they're amazing, amazing rods.
Yeah, and I know. I've checked them out. You brought them into the store that one time and at the shows, and they seem like real nice rods, especially because they break down like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we brought those on an eight-day Royal Polaris trip one time.
Oh, nice.
And I was
nice.
The last guy in the boat. You know, I wanted everybody to get on the boat, put their favorite spots where they put their tackle and stuff. These are you know, how those trips are. These guys have been booking those trips.
Oh, yeah.
So the last thing I'm going to do.
Very territorial.
Very. But I just want to make sure everybody get their spot before I walk in the boat. And when I came on, I didn't have a rod to. And all these anglers, they knew we were going to do some kind of television stuff on that trip. And they're going, well, where's all your rods? I had a scuba bag. I pulled 10 rods and 10 reels and all my lures out of a scuba bag. And people going,
what the heck?
Fishing big tuna. You guys are crazy. And all week long, people are just blown away with those fishing rods.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
That's awesome.
All right. Thanks, Harry, for bringing that up. Yeah, Fox Rods.
Bill, a quick question.
Sure.
On that dollar a month thing, can we pay that all at one time?
Yeah, that's what it'll be. It'll be a $12 buy-in. That takes care of the whole entire year. And the discounts are crazy. I mean, even like Tropic Star Lodge, right? That's $6,000 a week. 10% discount is $600. That's your airfare. So for like $12, you just got free airfare to Panama to go on a trip.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
sign me up.
All right. Well, we'll be at Fred Hall, man. You come in the booth, say hi, and we'll send you up there for sure.
All right.
You
thanks. Thanks for the call, Harry. All right. Let's jump back into him and talk to Teresa. Teresa's calling us from Lake Elsinore. Good morning, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi. Is this Bill Boyce?
This is Bill Boyce.
Well, hello, Mr. Boyce. I've heard a lot of great things about you.
Well, that's really sweet of you to say. Thanks.
Yeah. You know my friend, Craig Cove.
I do. Oh, my God. Yeah. How's Craig doing? That's great.
Doing awesome. We're actually going down to Baja.
Yeah. That's right where he belongs.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be my first time.
Oh, my God. You're going to love it down there.
So we're going to be taking some quads down and going for like 30 miles just out. I am so freaking stoked about this. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Need to know. I've done a little bit of fishing, just, you know, catfish and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Craig's introducing me to this whole world of, you know, billfish and vibrato and stuff like that. So I need to know what kind of tackle should I take down there if we're going to be fishing from the shore and on the rocks.
On the shore and on the rocks, it's really hard to beat spinning gear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have no backlashes. You can throw that thing a mile. And nowadays, with the new spinning reels with drag systems.
It's insane.
Yeah, you can hook some big fish and land them.
You can.
So I would definitely say maybe bring a couple of spinning rods, a longer stick, so you get a little more distance, maybe an 8-foot rod. And Craig should have some of that stuff. If he doesn't, he can go down to Fisherman's Landing, some of these places here in San Diego, and buy up that stuff. But, yeah, definitely, Craig. I'm sure Craig has all the lures you're going to need. But, yeah, crocodiles and any kind of silvery, shiny spoons would just be killer up the rocks. And plastic baits, right? And but you're going to have such a good time with the quads and the place that he's got down there. I'm jealous, Teresa.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, I've gone on the website a couple of times and looked at and your tiles are amazing.
Ah, thanks.
They are.
Thanks so much.
We have them down in the tackle store.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of getting a couple.
Well, that'd be sweet. You guys let me know, man. You know Craig's going to get a good price out of me.
Okay, I know, definitely. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. I look forward to talking to you later.
That sounds great.
Teresa.
You guys have a safe trip down there and have a blast. And tell Craig I said hi and happy holidays.
All right.
Definitely will do. And have a wonderful Christmas.
Thanks for the call, Teresa. That does free up 877-792-1090. Let's jump back in and let's talk to Grant. Grant's calling us from San Carlos. Morning, Grant.
Hey, Grant.
Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, Bill. How are you guys doing?
Or should I say Dad?
Yeah. How you doing, boy?
Hey, Grant.
You're doing a great job, son.
He's killing it.
Hey, Mr. Bill. How are you, buddy?
Loving life, living large.
I know you are. Hey, listen, Carrie sends a big hug to you.
Hugs back.
Glad to see you at the show.
Oh, man.
And I just wanted to, you know, get back to what Dwayne was saying, and did you ever imagine you'd be showing your slides in a much bigger fashion? And I guess I have to say some kudos to you. It doesn't surprise me in the least because, you know, you leave a lot of – you send us with a lot of energy to move forward, and it's that spirit – I believe that takes you down the road, man, and we really enjoy that, and it just gives everybody the stoke to go fishing and go out there and see nature first and foremost. And your appreciation of it is something certainly that I marvel at because I kind of am a man of the same cloth. So, but my question for you is, in this last go-around in Baja and all the different trips you did and all the different experiences you had,
What was a personal highlight for that segment in that series that you just completed?
Wow, good question. Good question, Grant. You know, everywhere you go is awesome. And every episode we had highlight moments. But to me, about the Baja now, there's just so much great activities you can do when you go down there. To me, you know, going out with a guy named Kirk Russell, who's a highly, highly dedicated Baja 500 1000 racer.
Oh, nice.
Number one plate last year in his class. He just placed second in the Baja 1000 here about a week or so ago. Kurt Russell has a thing called Captain Baja, right, where you can go on like one-day trips or all the way up to eight-day trips on motorcycles up and down
cool.
the Baja. He's got all these KTM 450s, and they've got all the hotels wired. It's just and all
wow.
the food wired. It is so
That's
fun.
Awesome.
So if guys want to see the Baja on land as opposed to the ocean and do it on some really cool bikes with really cool people who really know the Baja, it's tough to beat that Captain Baja experience with Kurt Russell and Jay, his better half, and she takes good care of you. But you know what? I'm thinking, and this is getting off fishing, Grant, but diving the Cabo Pulmo Reef, mm-hmm. it gets better every year. It is a marine reserve, but, you know, because of it, the fishery is insane. So
you
go diving then, there's 150-pound groupers, 40, 50-pound dogtooth snappers. You get cycloned by all these horse-eyed jacks where you're literally in a circle of thousands and thousands of fish. So diving the Cabo Pulmo Reef, motorcycle riding with guys like Kirk Russell, and then golfing, right, which mm-hmm. I don't get a chance to do very often. I suck at it. But every time I feel, no, it's hilarious, you know. It seems like my golfing is almost like my game of pool. It just gets better the more you drink. But I got a chance to golf the new Corvera course, which is right there just north of Petrogal on the Pacific side, right by the lighthouse.
Okay.
You're literally golfing
okay.
these holes around the lighthouse.
Wow.
It's phenomenal, man. And there's so much great golf to be had down there in Baja now. Fishing with the Bacante fleet, these guys just get it done right. Beautiful boats, beautiful service, great guys, great captains. And that was really, really awesome. But I had my own skiff down there this time, so it was really fun to be able to fish your own boat and go out and do that kind of fun stuff. And some of the freedive spearfishing we got into. But you know what? As far as a highlight, it's tough. I have to say the fish highlight was going out with Ray Douglas from King Sailfish Mounts. And on a cousin's rod, a 30-pound marlin baiter, right, and a 4HX Avid, he caught a 150-pound yellowfin.
Wow.
We actually baited a marlin, and a yellowfin came up and ate it.
That's
he landed
incredible.
That thing, yeah, landed in an hour and 10 minutes at a 150-pound yellowfin on a marlin baiter, cousin's rod. Avid reel, and he banged it off. He tried passing the rod off a couple of times,
nope.
And we just poured more beer on his head.
Very
I
nice.
Would call that a parabolic surprise.
Yep.
Hey, you know, Bill, you mentioned something about the Pulmo Reef, and Ryan and I had an experience down there where we were diving there, and we've only done it one time, but we were in a big ball of bait,
yep.
And as we were looking and marveling at this tight ball of bait, out of nowhere, like that ocean is, here comes a whole school of jacks to rip it apart in
it
front of our faces.
Incredible.
See that?
And wasn't that amazing, Ryan?
It was, yeah, that was one of the coolest experiences I've had in the water.
Yeah, yeah. And the perspective of what happens in their world, which I know you know all so well, Bill, is something totally different than when you're watching from the deck
completely
down.
Completely, completely
yeah, it's insane.
You know, when you see fish feed, when you see predatory fish feeding like that, it blows away the stuff you've seen, like in Africa, of a lion taking down something. When you see how quick and how maneuverable and how aggressive and ferocious fish are when they feed,
insane.
It's nightmare.
It is. I'm glad they're not bigger.
Man, well,
right.
Good job, Ryan.
Right.
Take care. I will see you soon, Bill.
All right,
thanks
man.
Thanks for the call.
Say hey to Kenny.
All right.
We'll do. Bye.
All right. Let's jump back into him and talk to Norman. Norman's calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Norman.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm really intrigued by the Dollar Fish Club. I'm a big fly fisherman. Can you tell me if that club makes sense for someone like me?
Hugely. We're going to have a bunch of fly guides services with 10% discounts. So, you know, you go out with some of these fly guys, you know, $400 a day, even $250 a day on a float, something like that, you're saving $25, $40. I mean, you're literally paying for three memberships
three annual membership by just going fishing.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, in fact, that's exactly what I'm doing right now, Norman, is I'm getting all of our charter services up. We're going to call them. They'll be pro staff charters. And so, come on that site, and you can literally – you'll go from state. So if you want to fish Montana or Wyoming or even Northern California, they'll be in regions.
Awesome.
And, yeah, and it'll all be people that are really highly accredited guides and stuff that are coming to us on this. So
definitely, you got saltwater too?
Oh, yeah, definitely be saltwater fly fishing guides on this. A lot of guys like to say out of the Florida Flats area. There'll be Toby Eppinghouse, who does a great job, and Dan Blanton, who does a great job up in the Sacramento Delta for that striped bass fishery. Those guys have that dialed. And also for that steelhead fishery up on the Feather and up in the Yuba, those areas up there too. So, yeah, if you're a fly fishing aficionado, you will not be forgotten in this club.
Awesome.
Okay, what's the website again?
It'll be dollarfishingclub.com.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Norman.
Thanks for the call, Norman. All right, let's jump back into him and talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Allied Gardens. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Bill. Ryan doing a great job.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, Bill, I wanted to ask you, what's your favorite spot here in California to fish? I know Baja's so great, but tell us about California and what's your favorite local haunts.
Well, my local haunts, if I'm talking saltwater, it's really tough. Yeah, it's tough to beat the Channel Islands. You know, just getting out there, you feel like you're 500 miles away from L.A. and the city, and you get out there, and you just got this pristine environment. So I really like the Channel Islands as a fishery because everything's up there. Freshwater, I love my bass fishing. Don't get a chance to do it very often, but I'll tell you, that Clear Lake fishery is insane. You know, it's just such an amazing place. And you know what I really got turned on to? I've never done much fishing out of the Bay Area. Is that striped bass fishery up in San Francisco, the San Rafael Bridge. It's a no-brainer. All you can do is get in current.
That's literally cool.
Find the current. You'll find the fish. Fish in plastics and small, like, mega bait jigs and stuff.
Oh, awesome.
15 to 25 feet of water. Just jig them in that current, and you're going to catch striped bass. And, you know, I love the rivers up in Humboldt County and in that area, steelhead and salmon fishing. I mean, kind of cut my teeth on that back in college. So there's so many. We're so lucky in California.
Oh, we really are.
To have a saltwater. I mean, we got salmon and we got marlin. Mm-hmm. Are you flipping kidding me?
Where else?
Right?
Yeah,
and then we got fly fishing the Sierras. I mean, oh, my God, Mike.
And this year we got Wahoo and all kinds of stuff to add to the list.
Nuts. So I do have my favorites, but to me it's just getting out and getting a line in the water.
Exactly.
I mean, there's just so much opportunity for so much of a diversity of a fishing experience in California. We're really spoiled, and I don't care if the rest of the nation's jealous.
They are, really.
They are.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Happy holidays to you.
Thanks. You too.
All right, we got time for one more. Let's talk to Bill. Bill's calling us from San Diego. Morning, Bill.
Hey, morning, Bill.
Yeah, hey, Bill. Bill Bender.
Hey,
last
Bender.
Last time I saw you, I was broke down on the side of the road. I wanted to tell you I made it back.
You did.
And I wanted to share with everybody how kind you were to offer. Thought I couldn't find my stash of money, and you offered to give me some, but I did find it. Everything got fixed, and got home safe.
Dave, nice. That's great, Bill. I'm so glad to hear that, because, you know, having boat trailer issues on Mex 1, never fun.
Not a fun thing.
Yeah, it's not like you can find leaf springs anywhere laying on the side of the road. And like I said, man, I had a pocket of cash. I had no problem throwing whatever you need to get back on the road again. But glad to hear you're back safe, Billy.
Yeah, you know, I always carry one leaf spring, but I broke two.
Yes.
And they were able to make one spring out of the two broken springs. It was brilliant.
They are.
Great.
Those Mexicans are amazing down there.
All right.
Yeah, they are.
Congrats, Bill. Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you very much.
I love your work. Always good to talk to you down there. I think most impressive are the stories you tell when you talk about how you get those pictures. And always fun to hear. So.
Well, you're a free diver. You know how that stuff is, bro.
All right. Thank you very much
for the call
this morning, Bill.
All right.
All right. We got time for one more. It's about 30 seconds left. Let's talk to Joe. Joe's calling us from Lakeside. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Ryan. Hey, I just wanted to say you're doing a great job, Ryan.
Thank you very much.
You know, good knowledge.
Thanks, Joe.
I just, my local rod builder, you know me, Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Anyways.
J-Lo.
That's me. I just wanted to know, you know, I've been on several three-quarter and overnight trips in the late in the year, and the fish just don't bite. I mean, listen to the skipper, bring light line. What's the best thing that you guys think of?
A piece of fluorocarbon. I really like having this. Right now, I know on those three-quarter day trips, it's been a lot of anchovy fishing. So like 15 or 20 pound, like that Seaguard Premier fluorocarbon.
Yeah. Is that fluorocarbon a lot stronger than a standard 15?
It breaks it close to the same, but it's more abrasion resistant. So that's always good when you hook the tuna. And honestly, just spending your time at the bait tank. That's my best advice. Like I like to wait till the initial like big rush of the tank goes down and spend a couple seconds choosing the right bait, and you'll get a lot more bites that way.
And match the hook to the bait.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Joe.
See you.
When we come back, we'll find out what lucky angler won the trip on the three-quarter day trip or on the San Diego, and let you know what's going on next week.
XERRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want. A gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Tranks, Terramar, Waxwing, Cold Sniper, Butterfly, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano Dimension. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our web specials and much more at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. The lucky winner of the three-quarter day trip on the San Diego was Harry, calling us from La Jolla. And thanks for an incredible show this week, Bill, at Dollar Fishing Club. I hope that everybody signs up. We can't wait to see you at the Fred Hall Show.
It's going to be a ball. We're really looking forward to it, man. Come on down, check it out.
It's dollarfishingclub.com.
That's it, dollarfishingclub.com. And then Destination Baja Sur is the new TV series, NBC Sport, Pursuit Channel, World Fishing Network, and Wild TV Africa. Destination Baja Sur.
Can't wait to see it. And we have a couple of great shows coming up next week on Saturday. Pete and Rick will be broadcasting live with Ken Frankie from Cabo San Lucas. And then on Sunday, Pete will be back in the studio with Craig Heber from NOAA. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week.
See you, man. Happy holidays.
All right, happy holidays.